334, no tax.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. You know how we roll here, coast to coast, all those flyover states, plus beyond our borders. Hey to everybody listening to us in the UK, also in China. Getting a lot of reaction from the people in China, believe it or not, Americans and a lot of Chinese folks as well. Plus, down under, Jack and the boys there, and Scott and others listening to us in Sweden. All right, that's my shout-out to all of you at the top of the show. As I said, we're in Los Angeles broadcasting live. And what does that mean? It means that I get to go to a schwank tennis tournament in Palm Springs in the morning. I'm just kidding. It means I get to interview some of the top tennis players in the world. How exciting is that? And we're going to do that for Sports Shorts, to be sure. But before we get there, let's talk about what's rumbling across the nation. And a lot of it has to do with a hearing out of Washington. The hearing is the hearing on the radicalization of Muslims in this country, according to Congressman Pete King out of New York. He's made a few enemies, to be sure, by holding this hearing. But there was some intriguing testimony, or witnesses, if you will, that told about personal stories with their sons who did become, as they said, radicalized and ultimately lost their lives. I mean, some real gut-wrenching stuff went down during this very heated and emotional Homeland Security Committee hearing. So take a listen to Haroon Magul talking about extremism and objections and whatnot. Take a listen.
There is racial extremism, there is Christian extremism, and there is Muslim extremism. And if we're talking about keeping America safe and keeping all Americans safe, then it's important that the congressman in his position in Congress goes after all types of extremism. The most recent polls I've seen indicate that while a majority of Americans don't object to the hearings, they do object to the fact that they focus on only one religious community. And I think that's what American Muslims are trying to point out. If these hearings can draw more attention to the reality of what it's like to be an American Muslim, then I think that's a positive effect. If they can draw out how important American Muslim cooperation has been to our nation's law enforcement, that would be a wonderful effect.
All right, and here's another point of view, this one from MZD Jaster. And from his point of view, as a Muslim American and somebody who is a patriotic, as he says, Muslim American, he talked about the mosques and what we should learn and who we should actually lean on. Take a listen.
It's unfortunate that you have some of the best work on radicalization is being done by non-Muslims, like the NYPD report on radicalization. Most Muslim groups condemn that report, when in fact we Muslims should have been doing that report. The vast majority of mosques are places that all of our families go worship, patriotic Americans like every other cross-section of America, and not only are they not a threat, but would report anything that they see.
It's certainly not going to be solved after this hearing. In fact, Congressman King is talking about another hearing, specifically this time aimed at what's going on in the prison system, and in fact, if there are some disillusioned criminals who turn to Islam and extreme measures, and he's hoping to have that hearing within the next month or two. One last note on this, Congressman Keith Ellison, we've talked to him before actually on the show once. He's the first elected Muslim member of Congress. He was choked up with emotion when he talked about some of the sacrifices of Muslim Americans, and he talked about one in particular, a guy named Salman Hamandi, a 23-year-old paramedic and a New York City police cadet who actually died trying to save people in the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks. And his mother was in the room, and Ellison was just choked up with emotion and tears saying that people falsely speculated that Hammadi was with the attackers because he was a Muslim man. So as I said, this certainly isn't going to be solved in a day. A lot of you are outraged by some of what you've had to hear, and outraged on both sides of the fence here, too, by the way. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts if you want to vent or you want to send me your mama's cheesecake recipe. Whatever you want to send, send it to americatonight.net. All roads to this show lead through there. So if you go to the website, you can catch up with us on Twitter and, of course, do the Facebook thing and send us an email that way as well. So we move from Washington quickly. I want to jump over to Wisconsin because we focused a lot on what was happening with the union and the collective bargaining rights. And for the past 3 weeks, so much attention on all of the people who at one point were up to, geez, what did they say, 70,000 people. Somebody who's been to that Capitol, I've talked about it before, I can't imagine what it was like to see all those people inside the Capitol and outside of the Capitol. I think in my lifetime, especially for something like this, it's precedent-setting. I have never seen anything like it, even from afar. And speaking of precedent, what's happened in Wisconsin could set a precedent for other states who are trying to curb union rights. And it depends on your point of view where you fall on this union thing. And when we're specifically talking about the Wisconsin folks, the vast majority, in fact, most were teachers. It was really education that we were talking about. About 8,000 union supporters, just like they did in Wisconsin, rallied in Indianapolis on Thursday because they're doing the same thing. They're opposing a Republican-backed measure that would limit union rights in that state, in Ohio. We've seen the same thing there. If you follow the bouncing ball, the Republican-controlled House is expected to pass a bill curbing rights for, you know, 400,000 or so unionized public employees. So here's what happened in Wisconsin. This is the upshot. I'm going to cut to the chase. The bill passed. It's not a surprise because you have a Republican-controlled assembly. What was the actual number? It's worth mentioning in this case. I'll give you a little of the week can count. 53-42 was the vote. That stops the three-week stalemate where you had the 14 Senate Democrats who ran to Illinois to try to stop this measure and tens of thousands of people, like I said, that were protesting at the Capitol. So it's over with. And I think a few of the people, there still are some stragglers who don't want to believe that this has happened, and they're hanging on, if you will, hoping that there could be a change of heart. But there's no change of heart. It's official. The vote is in, and that's it. It's also official that Libya has gone crazy. Just another crazy, crazy nutty thing that has happened in the Middle East, the Pandora's box of hell and beyond, I think, these days, because you just don't know what's going to happen. First you have Tunisia, then you have Egypt, and now you have the situation in Libya. You have Sarkozy in France and Cameron in the UK saying it's time to take charge, time to take charge of the situation. But in the United States, our president is laying back at this point, not trying to force any kind of military action. All right, we're kicking the can down the road, as it were, down 101 here in Los Angeles. Coming up next, Roger Madden and some other odds and ends.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extendivite.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This 75,000 people applying to be an intern. Can you imagine? You know where they want to be an intern? Charlie Sheen's house. They want to hang around the goddesses. You can't make this stuff up. CBS in Los Angeles reported that earlier in the week, and I read it and I was like, wow. So there are a lot of Californians with some time on their hands. They want to work for them. Internships.com says that's how many people have applied. He posted, see, he gets it. He posted a position on their site, and already within days, that's what came up. You know what the job description was? Do you have tiger blood? Are you about winning? Can you plan better than anyone else? If so, we want you on Team Sheen as our media tiger blood intern. Boy, that would be an interesting position to be in, wouldn't it? Since everybody is watching to see what's going to happen next. Yeah, I think so. Forbes released their list of the world's richest people. Sheen wasn't on this one, but I guarantee he'll be on the next one if things continue to go the way they're going for him, at least with endorsements. He's making crazy money on endorsements. So no surprise, a Mexican telecom tycoon, Carlos Slim, still has the top spot as the world's richest person for the second year in a row. And, boy, he has a lot of moolah. You look at the fact that he has the largest stake in the New York Times. He owns a large stake anyway, the New York Times company. That's kind of frightening, isn't it? And a couple of other big companies. I think the Times, though, is the frightening one. He's amassed a fortune $74 billion. Bill Gates has been giving away a bunch of money. So is investor Warren Buffett. The worth of both of those billionaires got a 25% bump, however, so don't feel too badly for them, to $4.5 trillion in 2011. $4.5 trillion. Isn't that just crazy? And the number of billionaires continuing to grow. 199 new additions to the list. That's over 2,200. The fastest growing, Russia and Brazil. That's where most are coming from, Russia and Brazil. I'd have to say, if you're paying attention to what's going on with the markets and whatnot, you wouldn't necessarily be surprised by that either. All right. Also, on We Can Count, 10 people indicted in Minnesota for a $10 million bank fraud ring. So did you hear this story? Do you know what they did? Well, you got the number, the 10 mil, but what was the fraud involved here? Well, they're charged anyway in what's being called out of Minneapolis an incredible identity theft ruse by employees in some of the largest banks in the U.S., actually. One defendant is the manager of a Wells Fargo branch. He had bank account information for several people in the car and at home when they were picked up. And they've got some other things about buying and selling people's personal information. Boy, that's frightening, isn't it? To think that people in the banks, when they've got credit cards and when they get loans and all that other stuff, or to get cash, that what's happened is bank employees in Minnesota and other places were recruited to get customer information and do phony transactions, and that's how they ended up getting the numbers of the people and doing the identity theft on to the detriment of those people, to be sure. Doing identity theft on those folks, and man, that is just awful, because it's tough to untangle yourself from that. It's very tough to do. All right, Don in Wyoming is back. Let's go to Don. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
You've got even one of them Russian billionaires that owns the Nets now. Can you believe that?
I know. It's crazy.
Well, billionaires in Russia, who would ever thought of that, huh? Or
exactly.
In China, for that matter. So.
Exactly.
Hey, by the way, last hour, before I ran out of range here on you, you were talking to Al up there in Canada, and he was talking, and he made a comment about something about intelligence and Obama, and I screamed it out. Al, you never put those two words in the same sentence, you know. It's an oxymoron. My God, my back was screeching, you know. I was like, oh, my gosh. But anyway, though, it's something we know down here in America. Maybe they haven't figured that out up in Canada yet. Hey, Kate, you know, and then you were also talking about, possible people running for the Republican Party for governor and, you know, the Donald and, savvy for being a businessman, and unfortunately, he doesn't have any experience in politics, and I just can't, you know, Forbes tried to run a few years back, and Steve Forbes did, you know, and he was a billionaire slash businessman, and in fact, he was just quoting his magazine, all the billionaires around the world, but I think you've got to have, you know, some political experience, and I was going to throw one here out on you. We'll kind of lead into what I wanted to talk to you about anyways. How about Romney and Huntsman? We can call them the two Mormon boys, huh? So.
There you go.
You got Romney, who is the governor of Massachusetts, who was kind of towards the center there, you know, and dealing with those unbelievable liberal communists that are in that state, you know, running it, you know. And then you got, of course, Huntsman, who was the governor of Utah before he took over the ambassadorship to China, and of course Utah, along with Wyoming and a few other states, not many of them, have a law in their constitution that states that they have to have a balanced budget. You cannot run a debt. And I just kind of laugh at our state doesn't have, you know, Wyoming and, you know, my home state of Utah. Neither of us have a deficit. And I, you know, I listen to the news out of Los Angeles and every night, and I'm just kind of laughing because, you know, $20-something billion in debt, all these states that are in debt because they never wanted to pass a bill that said, you know, they have to be, they have to balance their budget before they can go home.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, that's one thing Americans, I think, are want right now. They're tired of hearing the federal government's in debt. They're tired of the debt getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so we're going to have some people in there that can figure out ways to do that. And I don't, like I said, you know, I don't got nothing against Trump. I think he's a great businessman, but sure has hard-working wives, I'll tell you that. But but anyways, I don't think he'd have the first clue at how to deal with politicians other than telling them you're fired, which you can't do, you know. But hey, you know, when I brought up Huntsman, you know, I had quite a few conversations with Governor Huntsman when he was the governor of Utah. And one of the conversations that I had, and since I left on such a short notice last night, was about education. And the fact that how much money is being spent, the majority of the budget for every state in this country is revolved around its public education.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, Utah's got a $12 billion budget and $8 billion of it goes to education, you know, two-thirds of it. And I'm like, well, and I didn't mean to make it sound bad, but you constantly, all you ever hear is, you got to get rid of the bad teachers. And it's kind of like, is it the teacher's responsibility to educate? Whose responsibility is it, Kate, if you have a child, that child to be educated?
The parents.
Exactly. You know, and when I brought this conversation up with what Governor Huntsman wants, he uses a really cool analogy. He said education, in his view, is like a three-legged stool. You have three legs. You have the kid, you have the parent, and you have the teacher. You know, and if one of those three is not doing its job, guess what? The stool doesn't stand, does it? It can't stand.
You're
on
right.
Its leg.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got to have all three working. And to constantly just for parents to point out, most of the parents I know that have children, Kate, they really work with their kids. I mean, they're doing the PTA thing. They're doing that, you know, they're sitting there doing the homework with them, you know, and
most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365. 0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
How about this? 75,000 people applying to be an intern. Can you imagine? You know where they want to be an intern? Charlie Sheen's house. They want to hang around the goddesses. You can't make this stuff up. CBS in Los Angeles reported that earlier in the week, and I read it and I was like, wow. So there are a lot of Californians with some time on their hands. They want to work for them. Internships.com says that's how many people have applied. He posted, see, he gets it. He posted a position on their site, and already within days, that's what came up. You know what the job description was? Do you have tiger blood? Are you about winning? Can you plan better than anyone else? If so, we want you on Team Sheen as our media tiger blood intern. Boy, that would be an interesting position to be in, wouldn't it? Since everybody is watching to see what's going to happen next. Yeah, I think so. Forbes released their list of the world's richest people. Sheen wasn't on this one, but I guarantee he'll be on the next one if things continue to go the way they're going for him, at least with endorsements. He's making crazy money on endorsements. So no surprise that Mexican telecom tycoon Carlos Slim still has the top spot as the world's richest person for the second year in a row. And, boy, he has a lot of moolah. You look at the fact that he has the largest stake in the New York Times, he owns a large stake anyway, the New York Times company, that's kind of frightening, isn't it? and a couple of other big companies. I think the Times, though, is the frightening one. He's amassed a fortune, $74 billion. Bill Gates has been giving away a bunch of money. So is investor Warren Buffett. The worth of both of those billionaires got a 25% bump, however, so don't feel too badly for them, to $4.5 trillion in 2011. $4.5 trillion. Isn't that just crazy? And the number of billionaires continuing to grow. 199 new additions to the list. That's over 2,200. The fastest growing, Russia and Brazil. That's where most are coming from, Russia and Brazil. I'd have to say, if you're paying attention to what's going on with the markets and whatnot, you wouldn't necessarily be surprised by that either. All right. Also, on We Can Count, 10 people indicted in Minnesota for a $10 million bank fraud ring. So did you hear this story? Do you know what they did? Well, you got the number, the 10 mil, but what was the fraud involved here? Well, they're charged anyway in what's being called out of Minneapolis an incredible identity theft ruse by employees in some of the largest banks in the U.S. actually. One defendant is the manager of a Wells Fargo branch. He had bank account information for several people in the car and at home when they were picked up. And they've got some other things about buying and selling people's personal information. Boy, that's frightening, isn't it? To think that people in the banks, when they've got credit cards and when they get loans and all that other stuff where to get cash, that what's happened is bank employees in Minnesota and other places were recruited to get customer information and do phony transactions, and that's how they ended up getting the numbers of the people and doing the identity theft on to the detriment of those people, to be sure, doing identity theft on those folks. And, man, that is just awful because it's tough to untangle yourself from that. It's very tough to do. All right, Don in Wyoming is back. Let's go to Don. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
You've got even one of them Russian billionaires that owns the Nets now. Can you believe that?
I know. It's crazy.
Well, billionaires in Russia, who would ever thought of that, huh? Or
exactly.
In China, for that matter. So.
Exactly.
Hey, by the way, last hour, before I ran out of range here on you, Al, you were talking to Al up there in Canada, and he was talking, and he made a comment about something about intelligence and Obama, and I was screaming it out. Al, you never put those two words in the same sentence, you know. It's an oxymoron. My God, my back was screeching, you know. I was like, oh, my gosh. But anyway, though, it's something we know down here in America. Maybe they haven't figured that out up in Canada yet. But anyway, though, hey, Kate, you know, and then you were also talking about, you know, possible people running for Republican Party for governor and, you know, the Donald and, savvy for being a businessman. And unfortunately, he doesn't have any experience in politics. And I just can't, you know, Forbes tried to run a few years back, and Steve Forbes did, you know, and he was a billionaire slash businessman. And in fact, he was just quoting his magazine, all the billionaires around the world. But I think you've got to have, you know, some political experience. And I was going to throw one here out on you. We'll kind of lead into what I wanted to talk to you about anyways. How about Romney and Huntsman? We can call them the two Mormon boys, huh? So.
There you go.
You got Romney, who was the governor of Massachusetts, who was kind of towards the center there, you know, and dealing with those unbelievable liberal communists that are in that state, you know, running it, you know. And then you got, of course, Huntsman, who was the governor of Utah before he took over the
ambassadorship to China, and of course Utah, along with Wyoming and a few other states, not many of them, have a law in their constitution that states they have to have a balanced budget. You cannot run a debt. And I just kind of laugh at our state doesn't have, you know, Wyoming and you know, my home state of Utah, neither of us have a deficit. And I, you know, I listen to the news out of Los Angeles and every night, and I'm just kind of laughing because, you know, $20-something billion in debt, all these states that are in debt because they never wanted to pass a bill that said, you know, they have to be, they have to balance their budget before they can go home.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, that's one thing Americans, I think, are want right now. They're tired of hearing the federal government's in debt. They're tired of the debt getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so we're going to have some people in there that can figure out ways to do that. And you know, and I don't, like I said, you know, I don't got nothing against Trump. I think he's a great businessman, but sure has hot looking wives, I'll tell you that. But but anyways, I don't think he'd have the first clue to how to deal with politicians other than telling them they're fired, which you can't do, you know. But hey, you know, when I brought up Huntsman, you know, I've had quite a few conversations with Governor Huntsman when he was the governor of Utah. And one of the conversations that I had, and since I left on such a short notice last night, was about education. And the fact that how much money is being spent, the majority of the budget for every state in this country is revolved around its public education.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, Utah's got a $12 billion budget, and $8 billion of it goes to education, you know, two-thirds of it. And I'm like, well, and I didn't mean to make it sound bad, but you constantly, all you ever hear is, you got to get rid of the bad teachers. And it's kind of like, is it the teacher's responsibility to educate? Whose responsibility is it, Kate, if you have a child, that child to be educated?
The parents.
Exactly, you know. And when I brought this conversation up with what Governor Huntsman wants, he uses a really cool analogy. He said education, in his view, is like a three-legged stool. You have three legs. You have the kid, you have the parent, and you have the teacher. You know, and if one of those three is not doing its job, guess what? The stool doesn't stand, does it? It can't stand.
You're
on
right.
Two legs.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got to have all three working. And to constantly just, for parents to point out, most of the parents I know that have children, Kate, they really work with their kids. I mean, they're doing the PTA thing. They're doing the, you know, they're sitting there doing the homework with them, you know, and they're making sure their kids are, you know, not, I'm not trying to say that every parent's a bad parent in America because they're not, you know, making sure their kids are getting educated. But I'm just saying that there's, you know, if we're going to sit there and point at the teachers and hold them responsible, then we've got to figure out a way to hold the children responsible and hold the parents responsible. You know, what would happen if you told the parents, hey, you know what? Our state, Wyoming right now, spends $200 a week for a kid to be in school. You know, almost as much as it costs to go to college. But in any case, $200 a week. What if we would sit there and say, if your kid at the end of the week is going to get a grade from all his teachers, and if it does an average of C, well, let me tell you something, Kate, according to most educators I know, all you need to do is show up to get a C. You know?
I know.
And if you don't get a C, then they're going to charge you $200. How many weeks would it take for a parent to have to write out $200 checks back to the school district before you made sure that his kid was doing homework and was succeeding in school?
Yeah, touche. What an interesting idea. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, a couple of quick things to hammer on. One, have you been watching what's happening in Wisconsin? Who has the last word? Maybe the governor did a fast one, pulled a fast one after getting slammed for softening up because all of a sudden he talked about compromise, something he hadn't done before. What has now happened? Wednesday, the Wisconsin Senate succeeded in voting to strip pretty much all collective bargaining rights from the public workers. So the Republicans, you could say, found a way to circumvent the missing Democrats, and they approved a proposal that has everybody in the nation watching. And it absolutely has turned upside down the world of many in that state, because you still have angry pro-union protesters that are there at the Capitol screaming and yelling and all that sort of stuff. The Wisconsin Democrats say the absent 14 will return. They don't want to pay all those fines, I guess. That's a long, you know, you're talking 18 days. Woo! That's a long time. Who pays the price for that? So the budget conundrum we have in Washington continues. And every 2 weeks, what are we going to do? Keep coming up with a way to pass the buck again. And people are tired of it. Everybody is waking up to what's going on, I think, the lack of action in D.C. So a new poll by Bloomberg shows that. With neither of the two parties reaching a compromise on the budget, you know, they did, at least there was no government shutdown, but the survey showed 77% of Americans realize spending cuts are necessary to reduce the deficit. They want them made with the government open. Only 20% actually favor implementing spending cuts, even if it leads to a government shutdown. Democrats would probably benefit most from a shutdown, more than Republicans. But that poll shows something completely different. 45% say a shutdown would help the Republicans. 35% say the Democrats would be the winners. Here's the key. Who cares? We're all losers in this situation. We can't even have, for God's sake, a balanced budget. And we won't have one, as I said the other night, in my lifetime probably. How did we get to this point? How did that happen? Where it became just impossible. Impossible. All right, this is a big one because we've talked about net neutrality. The wild, wild west. That's what the net still is, the internet. So the Republican-controlled House voted to repeal the FCC rules that forbid phone and cable companies from interfering with internet traffic on their broadband networks. You know what the vote was? 15-8. And the 15-8 vote would nullify the FCC's new network neutrality regulation. The rules are all about closing up phone and cable companies, the loopholes they have, from using their control over broadband connections they might have to dedicate or to dictate, rather, where their the people that get their service go and what they do online. I'll just tell you this. If you're on Skype, the web, Facebook, Twittering, your details are out there. Your business is out there. If you don't want your business out there, then you have to not be doing any of it. And or you have to get really incredible safeguards. Because it's easy to crack a code. There's some that if you have nothing, it's easy to crack that code. But even some that you would think would make sense don't make sense. And the code gets cracked and you get compromised. What about Libya, Libya, Libya? Well, right now, the big tug of war is over the no-fly zone. And a guy like Richard Lugar is warning, whoa, 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 with this no-fly zone conversation. He's saying that the United States can't take any military action to intervene on these struggles unless Congress is prepared to issue a declaration of war. Saying that ousting Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is not vital interest, of vital interest to America. He does have a point. Boy, what a week it's been for the president. The Gitmo thing, having to do a mea culpa there. I changed my mind. We've got to do something about these detainees. I'm not going to win this war. Guess what we're doing? Yeah. Military tribunals. And this was one of the big things. It's going to be closed down. It's going to be closed down. Here's the date. You won't see this horrific house of horrors open anymore for anybody to come and report on what's happening there. Okay, I want to mix this one in, too, because when we're talking about education, this fits. And you may see some other states do the same thing. Idaho voted to phase out teacher tenure with restrictive collective bargaining power. So by doing that, they approve a bill that would say, forget the whole tenure thing for teachers. and here's what you can and cannot do with your collective bargaining rights. The bill went to the governor's desk after it was approved by the House, 48-22. Just 9 Republicans joined Dems in opposing the measure. After hours of debate, under the Idaho proposal, check it out, teachers with seniority would no longer be safe when school districts reduce the workforce. So you can't be grandfathered in. Well, I've been here 20 years. You can't let me go. So it's a program that provides cash incentives for teachers to retire early, because then they would be eliminated and the Idaho school districts that lose students wouldn't get to hold on to 99% of the state's funding. Yeah, it's convoluted. Why can't we just get from point A to point B, cut out all the nonsense, balance the budget, and end the insanity of what's going on with our nation's children? And if you can't afford to send your kid to private school, you got to go to public school, and you walk into a classroom and find that your child is sitting there among 45 other people or some crazy number, that isn't a good thing, especially for young learners. They need a much smaller ratio, much smaller than that. Be an absolute disaster for some, the ones that need the specific attention. And no way, no how will they get it under those circumstances. I think we haven't heard the last of the argument over education, so we're going to put it to bed here. I want to remind everyone, you can email me your thoughts if you can't get in or you're not by phone or whatever reason. You can email me whatever you want to talk about to americatonight.net. You're basically going to the website and sending me that email. Couldn't be easier. And I appreciate all the emails I get every day. I have to clean them out. There's like a red line. I'm just waiting for it to go off. Too many emails. Too much email. You clean it out, purge it, and then it starts all over again. But we do appreciate it.